Your press TV news in brief. People in Japan are marking 70 years since the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe attended the ceremony at Hiroshima's Memorial Park before thousands of lanterns were released on the city's Motoyasu River. The atomic attack on Hiroshima killed over 140,000 people. Newly uncovered records show that U.S. police detained and interrogated thousands of Americans, mostly black citizens, inside a secret warehouse in Chicago since 2004. Now, the records indicate that only three detainees at the Homan Square facility actually received documented visits from an attorney. At least 25 people have drowned after a boat reportedly carrying more than 600 migrants capsizes in the Mediterranean Sea, off the coast of Libya. About 400 victims have been saved since a major rescue operation began on Wednesday. Italian rescuers are searching for more survivors. Arab League foreign ministers have called on the United Nations to protect Palestinians from Israeli settlers' attacks. They said the Security Council must provide Palestinians with real international protection. Now, this comes after an 18-month-old Palestinian baby died in an arson attack by Israeli settlers in the West Bank. At least eight people have been killed in the latest Saudi airstrikes in northwestern Yemen. Several others were also wounded in the air raids. Meanwhile, Ansarullah fighters and allied army units shot down a Saudi military helicopter in Hajjah province. They also launched retaliatory attacks on military sites inside Saudi Arabia. Iran says it's planning to submit a new peace plan for Syria to the United Nations. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian says the plan was drafted after detailed consultations between Damascus and Tehran. He said the new proposal is an amended version of an initiative presented by Iran last year. ISIL Takfiri terrorists have reportedly captured a key town in Syria's central province of Homs. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the terrorists have managed to take over Qadiatayn, the southeastern countryside of Homs, after violent clashes with Syrian army and popular forces. Two car bomb attacks have claimed the lives of at least 10 people and left nearly two dozen others wounded in the Iraqi capital. The attacks targeted mainly Shia neighborhoods of Baghdad. No group has claimed immediate responsibility for the attacks, but such attacks have usually been carried out by ISIL Takfiri terrorists.